Good evening. This is Shobhasachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's space sector is becoming an attractive destination for global investors. Speaking at the inauguration of Skyroot's Infinity Campus through video conference, Mr. Modi highlighted that the government has undertaken several historic reforms in India's space sector. He said the government has opened the space sector for private innovation, enabling startups and industry to work closely with the country's scientific ecosystem. Mr. Modi highlighted that in the coming years, the global space economy is set to grow manifold and will open tremendous new opportunities for young people of the country. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today inspected the Kitpi Small Hydroelectric Station Phase 1, the oldest hydro project in Tawang district. Originally built in 1977, the plant has now been upgraded with modern infrastructure and the test run is currently in progress. CM Khandu shared in a social media post that the plant will be dedicated to the public very soon, marking another step forward in strengthening our local power infrastructure. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta today chaired the 14th senior officers meeting to review the overall progress of key government programs and reforms, including major budget announcements, SACI-related actions, compliance burden reduction, implementation of SNS Sparsh, and the status of Digital India Land Records Modernization Program. In this connection, the three divisional commissioners were asked to closely monitor progress in their respective divisions. Arunachal Pradesh Minister for Home and Interstate Border Affairs, Mama Nathung, today attended the Indian Council of Historical Research-sponsored national seminar on temple heritage and sacred places of worship of the Janjatis of Northeast Bharat, a voyage through time, art, sculpture, architecture and traditions in Guwahati. Expressing pride, Mr. Nathung said that Northeast Bharat is home to some of the most ancient temples, sacred sites and indigenous traditions, each carrying centuries of wisdom, identity and civilizational depth. He added that such initiatives play a crucial role in preserving the roots and inspiring the younger generation to understand and uphold the cultural legacy. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has deactivated over 2 crore Aadhaar numbers of deceased individuals as part of a nationwide cleanup effort to maintain the continued accuracy of the Aadhaar database. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology said that UIDAI sourced this data from the Registrar General of India, states and union territories. It added that no Aadhaar number is ever reassigned to another individual. Upper Siang DC Talo Jirang, along with SP Token Saring and ERWD Gatling Lipi, inspected the 43-kilometer Jido Paling PMGSY road yesterday. This Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana road project being executed by the Yingkiong RWD division aims to connect Paling CO headquarters with Tooting subdivisional headquarters passing through Jido, Anging, Singing and Paling villages. A 5-day capacity building workshop on cooperative rejuvenation was organized from 21st to 26th November in Itanagar by the State Department of Cooperation in collaboration with Tribhuvan Sahakari University, Gujarat to boost the cooperative sector. The event covered cooperative governance, entrepreneurial thinking, business plan preparation and strengthening dairy and fisheries societies, besides the need for effective interdepartmental convergence. An upcoming weightlifter from Arunachal Pradesh, Golom Tinku, won the gold medal in the men's 60 kg weight category at the Khelo India University Games Rajasthan 2025 held in Bikaner on Tuesday. Representing Lovely Professional University, Golom lifted a total of 256 kg to clinch the gold. Tage Rimu won bronze medal at International Health Sports and Fitness Festival of Amateur Olympia India Mumbai 2025 held in Mumbai from 21st to 23rd of this month. Rimu hails from Mudang Tage Village 0 in Lower Subansiri district. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.